Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I want to do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 183, recorded on May 15th, 2014!
I'm Ben Coben!
I'm Eric Fullerton. Yeah.
And I am Paul Afro Monkey Lockhart.
Oh, whoa. Pulled out the full name. Tweet it out.
Now we finally know your real name. That's so cool. It took us a long time to figure it out. But
we've all known each other for over a decade, I think. So,
but we were waiting for you to tell us on the show, and you finally got around to it.
So nice to meet you, Paul.
Yeah. Hey, Paul.
I can't say the same for you guys.
Wow. Apparently, Paul is a douchebag. That's weird. Didn't realize that.
Who knew? Well, lots of truths come out today on this episode.
New things every day.
So, episode 183, we got a lot of crazy stuff. As you might have noticed, maybe you didn't notice, who knows? Maz is not here today.
Where is Mad?
Maz is on a plane.
He's flying.
I think he is piloting a plane. I'm not certain on that. I don't have any proof of that, but I just like to imagine him flying a plane because I think that's just a hilarious thought.
You know, he would be flying Qantas because Qantas is the Australian airline company.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the only one they have, the only one that's allowed to fly in Australia.
Really. Yeah, sounds right.
They're the only ones who pass the test of flight.
Well, every Australian airliner has a certain quotient of deadly animals. So they're the only ones that want to fly in Australia.
That's right. A little known fact about Qantas is they've crashed the least amount of times.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm. A fact that you got off of Rain Man.
Yes, Rain Man, 1988. So yeah. I don't know if that fact is still true to this day.
Or ever was.
But, you know.
Because it was
from a movie.
Yes. Ah! So
from almost 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Speaking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got a couple awesome sponsors today.
Ooh.
Love them.
A Beautiful Day says, finally sponsoring. I'm a dedicated listener, and it was time to help out. Thank you for all you do. I love the show. It gets me through my work day and gets me excited to play some Minecraft and eat some Jell-O pudding.
I was about to comment on the Bill Cosby thing, but you beat me to it.
It's kind of slowly morphing into it. Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
That's awesome.
And there was nothing about Jello Pudding Bobs in there.
Yeah, literally nothing. Like, we don't know why you went there.
It's just one of those shows. A Beautiful Day. What a great name.
Yes.
It's a beautiful name.
Beautiful sponsor.
Yeah.
So we also got a server who's sponsored. And they want us to let people know about them. And they say, are you looking to be part of a developing high fantasy role-playing group?
Am I?
If it's just role-playing or looking for people to have fun with outside of Minecraft, come join us at www.aether.co.uk. And that is spelled A-E-T-H-I-E-R. Aether.
Aether.co.uk. It's co, though. Because we had a guest
co-uk
who told us it's not .co, it's .co.
.co-uk. Thanks to Shaft for another awesome podcast and the shout-out for us. So, thank you for sponsoring. Go on over to aether.co-uk. Is that the right way to do it?
Sure.
It works for me.
And also, you know, while you're on the internet looking them up, why don't you go over to computercamps.com. And find out more about the Imagination King Computer Camps and their Minecraft camp. They have a new summer program that we've been telling you about, and I hope you've been listening. I hope you've been asking your parents about it or thinking about taking your kids or, you know, whatever combination of that happens to be in your household.
Yes.
Do it, done it, because it's Minecraft Extreme Camp where you can learn how to code Java, and you'll learn how to make mods. And this will be with a bunch of other kids your age. This is for teenagers. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a bunch of people who love Minecraft thrown into one group, and then you can tell everybody about the show podcast while you're there. Mm-hmm. Maybe play it.
Yeah.
maybe we can even do a live shout-out to you while you're there. Just let us know.
Yeah.
Cool. If you are going, let us know. We'll try to send you some stickers.
Yeah, we'll send you a bunch of swag to hand out. Yep. It'll be like an extra. So, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Cool. And this is at Bentley University near Boston. It's the Extreme Camp, a two-week sleepover. It'll bring you together with a bunch of other Minecrafters from around the world. So go there to the Imagination Computer Camps at computercamps.com and check out the Minecraft Extreme Camp.
All righty.
Yeah, yeah.
Journeys.
Beautiful. It gets more beautiful every week, I think.
Like
right now, it's so beautiful, I kind of tear up a little bit.
Did you tear up?
Uh-huh.
Or is that pee? Oh, no, you went pee. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring that out on the show. Because no one needs to know that, right?
Yeah.
But you're welcome.
Yeah,
I love you.
I just peed out of my mouth. I mean, my eye.
Your
Wait,
eye.
What am
That's
I talking
weird.
About?
You pointed at your eye and you said mouth.
I did. It's I have no idea what's happening. But anyway, this is our journey. This is where we talk about what's been going down.
Yeah, so I got fired this week. Or last week, actually. Now.
Yeah, it was last
what?
Week.
It was last
oh,
week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got fired!
Yes, you did.
From a job at Curse.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I thought I would... come down here full time and see if
it's been different.
You know, make a living doing this, and
it's been cool.
That is interesting. So we've done a lot of rearranging of the orifice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people can even tell that we're all at different seats.
At least I'm still on the same side of the room.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
But you guys, Brent is where
it's kind of at the back of the room. We always make sure.
Well,
you like it there,
but Brent is where Eric. Should usually is
yeah.
And Eric is actually sitting in the middle of what would have been the table before.
That's right. And I'm doing the cameras and stuff like that. I'm operating all of the cameras, and you know, Brent now he is doing the button pushing. There you go. He's doing all the bumpers and the sound effects and stuff. So it's no longer my job to hunt down that button that I'm supposed to be hitting, and so we'll see how that goes.
I know what Notch thinks.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Oh,
that's
one thing we never got rid of, is Notch. He's still under this table, even after we took everything out of here and we rearranged it all, organized.
I still have no responsibility, just the way I like it.
You have responsibility to be your unique self.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's tough to live up to.
Yeah,
really.
Drink up. We need you to be more you.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Just joking. So we've also been trying to get some other things done. We formatted the streamer, and then we had to get that all working again. And that's been fun. Not really. But it's happening, and we're doing that. We're also working on our Patreon page.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that, because we have some awesome benefits or rewards for supporting us on the Patreon.
We put a lot of thought into this, and I think this is going to be really cool. And even though we're doing this full time right now, pretty soon it might not be sustainable, let's say. But anyway,
right.
So through Patreon, that's your chance to get involved and help us do what we want to do for you. So
yeah, and we may move away from doing like sponsorship messages on the show and go just to Patreon. The same thing with like the sub button on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
We may just keep it all in one pile. I don't know. Let us know what you think about that idea.
Yeah.
Because we want to be able to give the rewards to everyone, and it's kind of hard to do when they're in all these different groupings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, okay. So we're working on that. We got a music video.
Oh, yeah.
In the works.
We got a music video. And now that we're full time and Brent's down here every day, we're doing a lot more like filming and stuff. Actually, this week was rearranging and cleaning, but like we can film during the day. We can do stuff with the other Yogscast guys, and you know, and just be doing this all day. You know, instead of like, oh yeah, you get off work late at night and you're tired, and you know, you record videos and stuff. So I don't know. It would just be kind of a new vibe, I think, on the channel.
Yeah, hopefully more Awesome stuff.
And hopefully someone won't come in and kill that vibe.
Like kill us?
No, just
like stab us?
I was referring to the song.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
kill my vibe. That's right, yeah. So we're not going to get shanked or anything. That's good.
I mean, we're in a neighborhood that we could possibly get shanked, but hopefully...
That's what I was worried about. Yeah. Shanked or even worse, you know, we could just... Oh, hey.
Oh,
that
could
have been right out the door. We would have known.
With a cartoon shotgun or something? Is that what it's like? Elmer Fudd comes in here and shoots us?
Hopefully no one
something like that.
Paints a train tunnel on that wall.
Yeah.
Because it'll totally take me out. Okay. Yeah.
And we also played some Minecraft today.
We did.
Played some the finished up Deadly Orbit.
Yeah.
And it...
That was
a deadly. Train wreck.
Speaking of trains, yeah.
In space. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I guess just check it out. This is going to be a weird, crazy episode.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And then we're going to get started, I guess, next week or tomorrow or whenever with the new Yogscast venture that we got going on that we talked about last show.
Yeah.
And if you didn't hear it, just listen to the last show. We talked about it during our journeys.
Yeah, the last thing we need to do is figure out a name.
Yeah.
Then we're just going to slap on something.
Slap it on.
Oh, you
slap
guys love on. Slapping it on.
Mm-hmm. Slapping it on. There's a name.
Slap it on.
Don't use that name.
Okay. We have no slapping it on.
No.
I want this to be
successful. It's growing on me. It's growing on me.
maybe something that rhymes with it. I don't know. We'll see.
Papping it on.
How about you move on to your next item?
Right? We'll give each other fake Minecraft pap smear.
Please move on.
Okay, let's move on. How was your week?
Well, you weren't done with all your stuff, were you?
Well, the only other thing I think was we're working on a Kickstarter too, to basically make a book for podcasting.
Okay.
And how to make money podcasting.
Yeah.
Maybe not make lots of money, but
I was about
make
to say,
some money.
Are you guys really experts on that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not making lots of money.
Okay. But, well, you clarified before I had a chance.
Yeah. But no, I think we are. I think we've done some things different than a lot of other podcasts, and I think people could learn from our mistakes.
Yeah.
And our ideas and stuff that we've done, and so
we've been doing it almost 10 years. So it's just everything we know. So.
Yeah. So if you're interested in that, keep an eye out for it.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
So, Afro, how about you again?
God.
That Paul guy's a jerk. I recorded another episode of At Afro Monkey, and I mean, it wasn't a total disaster, but it was interesting.
Huh.
When you get back to the village, that main building might look a little different.
What? Did you kill our village?
There might have been something with a creeper that happened. But anyway. So, I am inviting you guys to help me with a little project I'm working on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we'll talk about that and get together for another episode of At Afro Monkey. And this the episode I just recorded will come out on Saturday. So, if you're listening...
Saturday.
If you're listening to the YouTube version or the podcast version, it's already out. Go watch it.
Oh, yeah. It's out, son. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if an Afro or Paul, whatever you want to call him.
Afro's fine.
Afro, if Afro remembers to do it, he should put the link to it in the show notes. So when you're looking at the show notes, you'll have the link straight to it.
Yeah. I have to upload it first.
Yeah. That's what I'm just saying. You can change the doc anytime and it'll update the show notes.
I think that is a swell idea, and I applaud you, sir. Yes. I love it so much. All right, so... is that about it for the journey?
I think so.
I guess so.
Okay.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
I thought about getting the cowbell out, but then I remembered
that I would murder you.
How much Paul hates it?
I would get shipped.
Yeah. He hates it.
I get stabbed. So I decided not to.
All right. So... We got news. We got news all over the place. The next gen Minecraft will have larger worlds, and this is still being developed by 4J Studios. They say that they are currently trying different world sizes for Xbox One and PS4 versions. Currently, they say the world size is going to be increased to 36 times the area of the Xbox 360 and PS3 versions. Wow. So it's huge.
Yeah. And, so you'll have 36 blocks to play on.
36 blocks bigger. So this is going to be big. And the reason they say that they can't, you know, do it like PCs is because they need a file size limit. They need a limit for the saves.
Right.
And that's a console thing. They can't get around it. So, but the PS4 and the Xbox One, they have more memory and they have more everything, I guess. They got more like juice. They got more juices in them. So you're going to get more action. And so they released a couple of screenshots that are comparisons of the Xbox One version versus the Xbox 360, also the PS4 versus the PS3, and there's screenshots that are contrasting the same exact shot on both systems. There's a little bit of difference. You can't really tell except for like the you can see trees and stuff off in the distance. The graphics kind of look the same to me. I don't know.
It's Minecraft. I mean, it's not going to be that huge of a difference between console and PC and whatnot. Yeah. PC might look a little bit better, but I don't think there's going to be a huge leap enough to be extremely noticeable.
Yeah. Unless they, I guess, like actually add a new graphic feature that the PC doesn't have, like maybe like extra anti-aliasing might be nice. Maybe a different lighting engine or something. I don't know. But bigger worlds, and that's cool. And all right.
So this next one we have is a link to an article, and this is kind of crazy. So there's a disabled gamer who can now play Minecraft with his eyebrows. Apparently, Alexander Kostov, who has spinal muscular atrophy, can't play video games using, you know, the standard controllers. So with most stuff uses like voice controls, hand switches, and things, but a British charity organization called Special Effect, which supports gamers with disabilities, has a system for Kostov to control Minecraft with the eyebrows. So they got to place them properly, but now he's like able to like actually jump by flipping an eyebrow and then like putting a block underneath them, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's crazy, and we'll link to a video.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
That's just
in the show notes.
That's just great that, you know, like technology exists like that. I mean, that's like almost cyborg like or something, you know. It's just like an extra extension. I don't know, that's just amazing. And
I love that it's being applied in this way, like the technology is being applied, you know, because there's a lot of technology that's really, really neat, but it the application is just kind of, I don't know, not selfish. I don't think that's the word I'm looking for, but it's just pointless. Yeah. The application of a lot of technology just seems pointless, whereas this, taking a very neat technology and applying it, that it really helps somebody.
Yeah.
And it basically changes their lives.
Yeah.
I really, really like that.
Yeah. That's cool. Nice jab. Also, we got a new snapshot this week.
Mm-hmm.
Snapshot 14W20B. There's a couple videos out there. Notably, I watched the Ant Venom video. He always is on top of it. Really nice and complete videos. Anyway, some really cool stuff. This time we got caves now generate in deserts and mesas. So that's cool. I mean, you know, it's something that should have been in there.
Well, I mean,
there's
not much more than you can say about that other than that's cool.
Yeah, it's a cave system. You've all seen it. It's just, you know, orange and stuff in the mesas.
Yeah.
Added the new slash title command for in-game adventure map chapturing. That's how Mojang says it. So basically you do slash title, and then you can put in all these arguments like how fast you want it to fade in. And we're talking about letters on the screen. How fast you want to fade in, how long you want to stay there, what color, what size, all this stuff. And then you can make it fade out. You have a big title, and you have subtitles, or a subtitle, whatever, like smaller letters. And you can kind of do some fun tricks with command blocks to kind of animate the text if you want to. But this is really great for mini games, I think, especially probably more so than adventure maps, because, you know, you can count down and say 3, 2, 1, go, you know, or ready or whatever, or just present some text in front of your face. And you can send people text. Like, certain people can have text on their screen pop up, or you can send it to all the players. So you can be selective. So if you're playing some game like Draw My Thing or whatever it's called, you can have the word pop up of what you got to draw instead of, like, having to in-game go on a piece of paper and read stuff and all this stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a ton of stuff you can do with this. This is an awesome feature.
Like, I'll have to play with this, but one thing that I can think of using is, like, when I make a episode of Ad Afro Monkey, I can title it in Minecraft.
Yeah.
You know, as kind of like an intro title and then begin.
That's true. You just step on a plate or something, you know, just rig it up to a plate, just walk on it. It's like, okay, that's when the episode starts. That's cool. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. We might have to steal that idea.
Mm-hmm. So, stealer of ideas.
What do you think about this title thing, Brent? Do you love it? It's like the best thing you've ever heard in your life.
Absolutely.
Sweet. what else we got here? Made tab list more consistent and a little prettier when using health display objective. That's what it is.
Not much more to say, huh?
Yeah. Adjusting fly speed of spectator mode now works vertically, too. Okay.
Moving on.
If you're stuck outside the world border, you can now walk freely to go back inside.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but you get, like, hurt. Like, your health goes down real fast, and you get those red... the red borders around the screen or whatever to let you know that you're outside the world border or whatever. But you can still run back in. So I guess that could be part of a mini game or something where you have to get something or do something really quick once you're out of the world border, but time is ticking because you're going to die if you're out there too long. Well, it's kind of weird.
Like, can you adjust a world border with command blocks?
Now? I believe so, yeah. Because I've seen some maps now that they'll grow and they'll shrink depending on what you do and stuff.
Well, like, I've been playing something called Battle Royale in the Arma 3.
Uh-huh.
And I can see where you can make something similar in Minecraft using that. Because what happens when you get outside of the area, because there's an area that slowly shrinks to keep... to kind of herd everybody in to fight.
Oh.
But if you're taking damage, if you're outside that area, you know, having it where you can still run around and get back into that area would make it perfect. You know, you have all the elements to make a battle royale in Minecraft, basically.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So.
Battle royale.
That's cool.
I'd like to see that. Now that I've said that, I want someone to make it.
Someone's probably already on it.
Yeah.
It's already done. You can download it now, actually.
Okay. Well, let's...
Want me to give you a link later?
Let's finish up this podcast and go play that.
Sweet.
The rest was a bunch of bug fixes, and they removed the fourth dimension from blocks, so...
The fourth dimension.
The fourth dimension.
Did anybody know they had a fourth dimension?
I didn't really know, really.
I didn't either. But now it doesn't exist, so... It never really existed.
Really, ooh, that's...
Don't tell anybody.
That's kind of meta.
It's kind of weird. Meta... What else?
What else?
I didn't even meet her.
There's information. We have a link to information on the Minecraft Vita edition. But I believe this link takes you to, like, where you have to watch a video first or something. Maybe you already watched it. I don't know. But anyway, basically, 4J Studios just gives a bunch of information on it. A screenshot. Things like that.
Yeah, Minecraft on Vita.
So, that's coming.
That's right. It'll be here.
Good time.
At some point. None of us have a Vita.
No. I've thought about it, and then people keep telling me that it's... what's the word I'm looking for?
Weak.
It sucks.
Kind of weak.
So
I had the PSP, and I didn't like it. I wanted to like it, but I'm kind of done with the Sony handhelds.
Well, I haven't owned, like, a Sony console in forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
well, you know, it's releasing this week, too, in North America on the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be out on the PS3 in Europe. It released the day before we recorded this podcast, yesterday, for people watching live. So the Vita edition was previously confirmed to be coming sometime between now and the end of the third quarter. So all they're saying is the Minecraft PS4 edition should be arriving at the same time. So, and the Xbox One edition, who knows? One's saying.
Sometime in 2017.
Yeah. So yeah, there's that. And lastly, we do have some sad news to report. If you use the Minecraft wiki, the senior wiki manager Wynn passed away this week.
Oh.
And if anybody, you know, knew who that was or stuff, you can go to the IRC on Saturday at 3 p.m. Central. And it's the Gamepedia IRC, so you can go to Gamepedia, find out where that is, and they'll gather in the hashtag Gamepedia room on the Freenode IRC server. So, I worked with Wynn when I worked at Curse, and it's sad news, and I know they're all sad over there. So sorry to hear that, and our thoughts and prayers go out to Wynn's family and friends and everybody. So with that.
This one. Oh, we have
time
a bumper.
Time.
Which one do you want?
Well, you know, we had some contributed ones.
Yeah, we got a bumper here from DC VS Gaming, and I think it's actually DC Versus Gaming, but he contributes every week, and I should probably know how to say his name. But anyway, here it is right here. I think.
Mr. Contributions.
Done.
Woo! That was good. That was awesome.
And JBJ Blaze are like in a competition to make the weirdest bumpers for us.
So should we start grading them? Giving them points each time? How many points do we give that one?
How many points?
Yeah. Well, what's the point system?
It's your own point system.
How many points do you want? How about 42? That's a good one. That's a
no, that can be your point
number.
System.
It's a special
Mine's
number.
Mine's going to be on a 1, 2. What am I going to remember? What's the number I remember?
You're probably not going to remember any of them.
1 to 5,000. That's my system.
Whoa. Okay. That's quite the spread there.
What would you give that one?
Then? Well, because it's the first one we're grading, I can't give it too high, or then it can really screw up like future ones, right? But I don't want to give it too low because it was good. So I'm just going to start with 1,000.
Okay.
Which may seem like a low score, but I gotta give room for growth.
Well, essentially, though, you said 5,000.
Yeah.
So if you break that down and lose the zeros, it's a 1 to 5 scale. You just gave it a 1. So pretty much you said it was crap.
Yeah. Wow.
But
you heard it here first, people. It's a jerk.
There is a 0 in my scale.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's not the bottom of the barrel.
No. There's room it's for just, growth. I
it's
told
just
you.
Really close to the bottom of the barrel imprint. Oh, wow, Britt, you're such a jerk.
I know what these guys can do, so I'm just giving them room to go.
In
my 1 to 5 scale, I'm going to give it a 3.
Wow, that's a really crappy score.
All right.
Yeah, well,
that's pretty good.
I gave him 1,000. You gave him 3. I mean, come on. Listen to who's saying your stuff's crap. Come on.
Percentage wise,
who's doing percentages? I gave you like 990. What?
You don't
seven?
Even, you don't
997 more points than he gave you.
You don't even.
Okay. How about you, Eric?
42. I still stick with that.
Oh, is that? But on a scale of what?
It's a secret number. It's a secret scale.
You gotta let it go.
You can't do that.
You gotta let it go.
That's breaking the rules.
It's from 42 to 42.
Whoa!
So you got a 0, and you got the highest score.
Yeah, you got the lowest and the highest.
So is everybody always going to get a 42 now?
I don't know. It depends on how good or bad they are.
I don't think he understands how this works.
Yeah, make sure he gets a scale. Huh? Hey, next week we're going to pay you $42.
Yeah. It's getting juicy.
Weird.
All right. So we got some stuff here from people who gave us stuff. And the first thing we got was a call-in. Isn't that cool? We love those. This is a call-in from JBJ Blurs.
Here it is.
Shafties, this is JBJ Blaze!
And I'm here to say
thank you for the awesome show. I'm no longer listening to it.
After
the Shaft 144 and 145, which I recently
finished
about a week or so ago.
Around
182, when that aired live. And again, thanks for the great show. I'm still working through the video versions, and I'll keep you all updated. And congratulations to Brent, Mr. Brent, on leaving Curse and coming to Dwip Photon. Bye-bye. Great show, and sorry for the mouthful.
I got a question for you guys. Did we take acid before the show?
Yes.
I don't know.
That was
know.
Great. We love it, JB. Thank you for awesome stuff that you send in. And yeah, and he's full-time with Dwip, so that's
Dwip.
Excellent.
Dwip.
Excellent. We'll see. Kinds of things that will happen.
So the next one here is from Solo Smirk, who says... or put some text in a form field that said, like the whole American-Australian bacon thing, how do you make tea? I live in the UK and have been told that Americans microwave water to make tea instead of using kettles. And while you're at it, can you do a Scottish accent? Thank you.
No.
Oh, no.
We can't do a Scottish accent.
Limey!
Limey?
Limey.
That's, limey. Oh, limey?
Said limey.
Yeah. I don't even know what accent that was supposed to be.
You have a big head.
Scottish.
A Sputnik. Head.
Head.
Big
dude.
Head.
Yeah,
no.
Scottish.
Big head.
Do you link your own sausage? No.
Limey.
It's funny.
Let's come back to that.
It's funny. I think all of our Scottish quotes come from So I Married an Axe.
Yeah. Pretty much. And he's probably not even doing a very good
And actually,
himself,
do you have a Garth Brooks juice tiger?
I was going to say, actually, if I do make tea, it's usually at work, and we have a water cooler that spits out
hot water.
Yeah.
When I make tea, I usually just get Snapple.
Oh, yeah.
And just open the bottle.
You have to understand, we also live in the southern United States, so we usually prefer our tea sweet. And cold.
Yeah. Cold. Sweet cold tea.
Extra
sweet. Not the hot tea like you brew up with a kettle.
No,
I mean,
like
both of them are
brewed.
With the kettle.
But
hot
usually,
tea is weird. Hot tea is like hot beer. It just didn't make sense.
I like hot cider. It's like really, really sweet tea.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Maybe. Once every 5 years, maybe I'll take a little sip of that.
Oh, yeah.
Usually out of my penis. I don't know what that means.
Every episode, you have to throw something like that in.
Just to shake things up.
Oh, God.
Like my penis.
Oh, God.
Just got to shake it up.
Yeah. All right. What's this next one?
It's from Sim _.
Okay.
That's how I'm going to read that.
I like that name.
Hey, guys. I want to thank you for your article on Minecraft from the episode with Dire Dwarf. I showed it to my mom, who does not like Minecraft at all. She said it helped her understand the game better, but that she still thought it was a complete waste of time. I guess I can't convince her otherwise. Keep up the great work. I really enjoy listening to the podcast while I work on my family's dairy farm. P.S. Vermont maple syrup is really good on pancakes. Maybe I'll send you some.
Yeah, send us some.
We for some reason, people found out that we really love maple syrup.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Well, we got the stupid corn syrup version. We need the non-corn syrup version. Stuff's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. Love it a lot. And, in the Dire Dwarf episode. That was just a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. For some reason, it just popped in my head. I'd forgotten to mention, but I remember I played with my Minecraft with my dad.
Okay.
For the first time ever in my life. So I play with my dad at the same time as playing with my nephew, and then it occurred to me that my dad is 26 years older than me, and my nephew is 26 years younger than me. I don't know why, but that's just a weird thing.
Ooh.
But
it's like a 52-year spread.
Yeah, it's a huge spread. But my dad is so hyped and so into Minecraft right now. It's just blowing my mind. It's just so weird. Like,
as he said, hey, do you know where I can get some more info about Minecraft? Like, are there any podcasts about it?
And I'm like, yeah, we do The Shaft. He's like, no, I mean a good podcast.
One with information where I will learn
where they
something.
Know what they're talking about.
Sick of hearing about your penis, Aaron.
Whoa.
That's anyway, the other podcast.
Yeah. That was kind of fun. We're going to play some more, and we have something we're working on. I'll talk about that later. So
okay.
Next one. Digital Forest. That is a cool name, too. Man, mm-hmm. Just full with cool names. Digital Forest. I have a question.
What's that question?
Can one contact you through other methods so my question won't be aired on the show?
The way that you contacted us is not the way to do that.
Yeah. So is it an email or a tweet, or what do you think?
Like, I mean, the best way is just to email us.
Yeah, you could email
or,
us.
Okay, or if you use the form, put in big letters, not for air.
Yeah, put this is to so-and-so. Please don't air.
Yeah, if we see that, we don't air that. Even it, you know.
Like, this one was obviously the question, and we felt that other people may want the same answer. So
yeah. So I guess, I mean, you can email straight to us, maybe. That's a good idea. Like, yeah. I'm Eric at deadworkers.com if you want to send something straight to me. Or you can CC a lot
or
of us.
He also has bigpp@gmail.com. You can always get Eric there.
Yeah.
I don't know why you think bigpp.
Yeah. And I am paul@afromonkey.com.
I'm just Brent at deadworkers.com.
So there's our three emails if you need us, or you could just send all to all three of us at the same time, whatever.
Yeah.
That'll work.
And if you could send maple syrup through email, we could really appreciate that.
Or just mail it to us.
Yeah.
Mail it to us. 205 Turnbrook Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, 35824, USA.
I really want some maple syrup right now. It's a pancake.
I'm telling you. Maybe we should go hit the... No.
IHOP.
We don't want to hit the hop. Will we? No, we won't.
No.
We will be.
Excavation Station.
Yeah, that's what we'll be hitting.
Pound some eggs in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like DrivePop. If you need a solution to back up your hard drive, go to drivepop.com/deadworkers and get a lifetime subscription. Super cheap. Go to the link to check it out to understand what's going down. And this first one here is from the Coffinator, who wants a kill switch. Their idea is that you can...
You like that sound effect?
Attach a leash to a lever, and if you right-click or go too far away from the lever, it will trigger it, and it can stop escaping slime... aircraft if levers don't break upon moving and give extra trap options.
I'm not sure I fully understand that.
So you attach a leash to a lever? So you pull it from if it's too far away. I get that.
Are there slime aircrafts that I don't know about in Minecraft?
They can stop escaping slime aircrafts and give extra slime aircrafts. Anybody want to clue us in on this? Never seen it. Like, I've always wanted to see one.
Are we
one,
that
though.
Out of touch with Minecraft that we've totally missed?
Like, they've put in different airplanes. There's the slime aircraft, and then there's the B2 sheep that you can't see, and it flies. But you got to use black wool on the sheep.
Why it's got to be black?
Because it's a B2.
It's
for
kind of like how this is going here.
Right.
Sort of.
And then there's the helicopter horsey.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Of course.
I think they watched planes too many times. They're like, hey, we can do that with all of our creatures. We can
What's
make
your
them into
vector,
planes.
Vector? What's your clearance?
Have you ever been to a Russian prison?
Do you like gladiator movies?
I do. I love them.
Have you ever seen a full man naked?
There, back to the pee-pee talking. Look, MrPeePee@gmail.com. I don't want any more of that. Why don't you tell me about Fire Dagger 22?
Fire Dagger 22. Yeah. Hey, guys. Submitting another idea since Maz shot down my customization station.
Well, no chance of that happening today.
Yeah.
Yep.
Won't happen.
Anyway, I think...
I'm sorry.
I think Survival Plus, with a better name... should be a thing. As well as a hunger bar, the players would have a water bar and sanity bar. Shut up, Maz. Don't not copying. Don't starve. Oh, not copying. Don't starve. Oh, yeah, they do have that. And Maz probably would be all angry and stuff and yelling at you.
But he's on a plane.
He'd be yelling at you in Australia.
That's probably has snakes on it.
He'd be calling you Australian bad names.
Eric, continue.
You would require sleep, or you would hallucinate and see fake creepers and randomly hear hissing behind you. Water bar is pretty obvious. Keep up the good work, guys. Water bar. I don't like the hunger bar, though. Like, I don't know about the bars and stuff.
Hunger bar is actually already in the game, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, also a water bar and the sanity bar. I mean, the sanity bar is kind of cool.
Isn't this a previous excavation station that's just been... revamped a little?
Yeah, maybe. And, I don't know. So, without sleep... Or whatever, your sanity bar gets too high, and then you start to hallucinate and hear things and see things. That's really weird.
I already have a hard enough time with food. I don't need any other bars.
Like, if you really want to hallucinate in Minecraft, just eat a blowfish.
Eat a blowfish.
And our chat room has been informing us that we are kind of out of the loop in the newer, in the 1.8 slime blocks can now pull stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so people have been making, these weird helicopters and flying things out of slime blocks.
Are they making videos about them, too? Cause
Doc M has some.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I got to check Sid out.
Maybe we can get Doc M on the show to talk about it.
Yeah, to clear up this little issue. Cool.
Okay, this next one here
I wanted to read the next one.
Of course you did.
Sandwich. He loves sandwiches.
This one is from Spartan K248.
Oh, never mind.
He loves eating Girl Scout cookies.
Wait, correction. He hates sandwiches.
It's they want Girl Scout cookies.
Woo.
I think the baby villagers should sell Girl Scout cookies that restore the same amount of food as regular cookie, but it gives you a random buff for 10 seconds.
Only if you can stab him in the face and put Thin Mints up there. I know.
Please
just stab in the face. So let's go with that.
Don't
stop there.
That. Yeah. In a weird way, I kind of like that idea because I think it would just be adorable.
Hmm. Would they have the green sashes?
I think they would have to have them. Like it just wouldn't be complete if they didn't.
But why do they have to be Girl Scouts?
Well, Boy Scouts don't sell cookies.
But there are no girl villagers.
What do Boy Scouts sell?
We'll just call them Scout villagers.
There we go. Cookies. I like that. Scout villagers. So, yeah. So maybe they would just have a stripe across and it wouldn't be green or blue or pink. It would be
some neutral yellow.
How about the Boy Scouts are selling illegally
there are
imported
no
cigars?
There's no Boy Scouts. Yeah. No Boy Scouts, no Girl Scouts.
But what if there were?
We're just calling Scouts.
Just Scouts.
Oh, okay.
Purple. We'll go with purple.
Purple?
Yeah.
With feathers.
And they have to wear assless chaps.
Assless chaps.
Mm. Oh, wait. That's Prince. Never mind.
All suddenly.
Wow. That's a good one. I enjoyed it.
Good times.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite.
Well, this last one here is from Sandvich, who wants hidden randomization for temples.
That's weird.
The desert and jungle temples are too predictable. Once you've seen one, you've seen them all. While the visible parts of the temples, both exterior and interior, should remain identical, there should be some hidden internal randomization of where the traps and triggers are to keep players on their toes.
There's traps in temples?
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, with TNT. You hadn't been in a temple?
I was in one near the village, the other day.
Oh, okay.
I just don't dig
straight down in the middle.
I broke it already. So,
okay.
In the very center of temples is one pressure plate, and you dig that up, and then you can dig up the ground, and there's dynamite. So, really all it is so you don't drop down in the center and hit the plate.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get rid of.
So, I like the idea, if that's the case, of randomizing the traps, just to make it more interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe put some trip wires or something.
I actually think that temples, the stuff that's above ground, probably should remain the same, like kind of uniform between all the temples. But if it goes below a certain number of blocks underground, then maybe have some branch-offs and some randomization of different traps, different rooms that might have...
Boss mobs.
Boss mobs. Higher treasure and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe the Mummy King.
Yeah.
The Mummy King.
The Scorpion King.
The Mummy's Mommy.
Bastet.
Not that we're going to violate any copyrights or anything.
The King Mummy. Hello, Mama! That's my Scottish accent.
That doesn't sound
Scottish
at all.
Mommy!
The Dying Scot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah. Yeah. On the verge of death, definitely.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that was horrible.
Oh, really?
I thought it was beautiful.
Ah, no one likes your joke. Look, crickets. Don't do it.
Wow.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
He's gone crazy with power.
He's a freak.
Hey, man.
So I do like the idea. I just think it should be taken a couple of steps further.
Maybe. I agree with you. I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. Inception.
Was there anything new that we all kind of want in the game these days? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I know we've kind of said the same stuff a lot of times. You know, the underwater and all the, you know. The
I'm sorry, as you were asking that question, the clapping graphic popped up on the screen, and that kind of distracted me. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head right
not
now.
Nothing hasn't been said. Or
yeah, it's really hard to actually think
like
of something that's
a lot of times. I don't know. I play Minecraft so rarely these days.
Yeah.
Because there's so many other games that we're trying to keep on top of and knowledgeable about that, like, hell, we didn't even know about the slime block thing from two things ago.
Yeah.
So,
but like more varied villagers I'll go with. Like, I want construction villagers who will make houses.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, actually villages will grow, like, once you find one, if you keep the building one there.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll build roads that start kind of leading towards another village.
Oh, okay.
So, after a while, maybe the two villages actually, like, make a road to each other, and then there's, like, commerce, and they start, you can take, a horse ride down the road to the other village, and it's faster. Or, I don't know. Things like that. Like,
yeah.
Villager
Make the stuff. World seem more lived in.
Yeah,
I guess. Or AI. And then bandits who will attack you if you're on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll come out of the hills.
Oh, that's cool, actually.
Maybe they'll even build like a cart system between the villages after they get the road. Maybe a subway tunnel. Man, that's going too far.
Yeah.
They're all like building.
I mean, docks, if they're on the water, they build a dock and then like a big ship appears and the ship like goes to the other one. Or maybe it's a cruise ship and you go out and you go to Jamaica and buy some weed and smoke up. And
yeah, there's like little casinos and some slots maybe in there.
See, this is why I don't design the game.
Yeah, this is just getting kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's getting weird. A little Bob Marley-ish.
Yeah. Or something. Every little thing is going to be all right.
So anyway.
Anyway,
where's
Maz? A-O. Where's Maz? He'll be back next week, maybe, hopefully.
Did we not already talk about Maz?
We said he was on the
plane. I'm wondering where he is now.
Flying. Oh.
Do you think he's still flying?
I think he's still flying a plane. I mean,
it's a long time to be flying.
I didn't know he knew how to fly a plane.
I didn't either.
So that's pretty cool.
I think all Australians
can fly.
I don't think that's
really a requirement for us imagining him flying a plane.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. So,
in fact, him not flying a plane only makes it the results even more exciting for our imaginations.
Yeah, speaking of more exciting results, come back next week.
For more exciting results.
More exciting results, because we're just like, tomorrow we're going to work on a music video or two. Next week, who knows, the moon or something.
That's right.
It's going to be some epic stuff coming out this office in the coming
weeks. Yeah, I mean,
weeks.
We get here early. We get, well, relatively early in the morning. And we stay all day, you know, 10, 12-hour day. I mean, we just want to make awesome stuff for the channel, new podcasts, continue these podcasts and revamp these. We have some possible new ideas for some new segments, maybe. Kind of shuffle some stuff around for this show. I don't know. We're brainstorming a lot these days. So give us tweets, too, for ideas of stuff that you think maybe we should do or stuff you want to see. I don't know. We're open to ideas. So these are good times.
And also on my channel, I'm probably going to be doing some more diversity in my stuff.
Diversity.
Not just going to be playing two games over and over and over again.
Oh, okay.
So look out for that and follow me at AfroMonkey on Twitter.
At AfroMonkey.
AfroMonkey.
His real name is Paul.
Lockhart.
Lockhart is his name.
Go subscribe to him on YouTube. That's AfroMonkey as well.
Mm-hmm.
/ AfroMonkey while you're there. Subscribe to us / Dead Workers Party.
Yes.
We're doing videos every day. You can call us at 256-812-1010.
Or email us at theshaft@deadworkers.com.
And give us some iTunes reviews and join the website. Join the party.
Mm-hmm.
Because this house is going to be a party. And we're going to be streaming more.
Yes.
So follow us on Twitch. Our good friend High on Definition has put down a streaming schedule where you're going to see a bunch of our friends streaming. We're going to be streaming more. And it's going to be a big party.
Yeah.
So big join us.
Party. Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a big one.
A big old.
Congrats.
Steaming pile of party.
Congrats to everybody here.
Is that a good?
Hey, you guys are great. Yeah, the clapper. All right.
It'll show up in a second.
Yeah. Yeah, we love this guy. That's right. Huh?
You probably put Hitler up on the screen.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Choosy mothers choose The Shaft.